fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Friday, May 28th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, so this story just got obnoxious. That's the only way I can put it. I kind of stopped reporting on all of these NFT auctions for a while because it just started becoming whatever. NFTs, for those who don't know, basically the easiest way I can describe it is a way to identify a piece of art using a non-fungible token. That's what NFT stands for. That is then tied into cryptocurrency blockchains. They've gotten a bad rep among the independent art community simply because it supports the blockchain, which of course is inherently not all that fantastic for the environment since it consumes a metric ton of power to maintain. One of the biggest problems with cryptocurrencies as a whole. The other big problem with NFTs that a lot of people don't want to talk about is the fact you can just throw an NFT on anything, whether you own the art or not. But some people have decided to throw NFTs on elements like, say the YouTube viral sensation of Charlie Bit My Finger, which was going to be taken off the internet after the auction completed. Which, by the way, you want a way to absolutely thrash your own internet credibility? You offer something for free for this long as just a piece of entertainment and only taken in as far as revenue, just ad dollars, and that's it. And then suddenly taken away because you went ahead and sold it for a stupid amount of money because someone was dumb enough to buy an NFT token about for it, which, you know, who knows what the future of NFTs are going to be at this point since, well, let's be honest, only about 2% of anyone likes NFTs. The overwhelming majority of people really dislike NFTs. Artists hate NFTs for the reasons I just explained. A lot of other people just hate NFTs because it makes no sense. And really, the only people who like NFTs are either A, the people who are using NFTs for profit, or B, the lunatics who believe hardcore into crypto being the future and physical money and governments and all that just being nothing but soon to be a passing dream. These people are what we call lunatics because, well, they believe in things that normal people would call conspiracy theories. But I digress. So the new update with Charlie Bit My Finger and being pulled off the internet is that they did a full 180 on it and decided that it will stay up after all, after the auction finished, which means that they went ahead, made an NFT, and then said no other copy was going to exist ever except this NFT, and then went JK LOL, which, wow. I don't know how many people are going to be furious about that, but if I was anyone involved with that auction, and if I was the one who shelled out, what do we got here? Where is the amount? $761,000. If I was any part of that, I would be furious right now. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.